From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Guy Raz. Republican presidential candidate Herman Cain is facing graphic new accusations of sexual misconduct. And for the first time, a woman has come out publicly to say what happened. NPR's Tamara Keith reports on what this means for the man who now leads the Republican field in some polls. First, though, a warning. This story contains some explicit language.
Up until now, this was a story that involved anonymous accusers against a presidential candidate who said he had never sexually harassed anyone. That changed this afternoon when celebrity lawyer Gloria Allred held a press conference.
And now it is my honor to present Sharon Bialik.
Bialik is 50 years old, blonde and pretty. She lives in Chicago, and according to Allred, she's a stay-at-home mom with a 13-year-old child. But in 1997, Bialik worked for the National Restaurant Association Educational Foundation. That's when she met Herman Cain, who was then the head of the National Restaurant Association.
I interacted with him on several occasions during the 5 days of the NRA convention in Chicago.
Soon after that, she was let go from her job.
My boyfriend suggested that I should reach out to Mr. Cain to see if he might be able to help me find another job with the foundation or in some other capacity. He said, Herman seems to think highly of you. Why don't you contact him and see if you can ask him for some help?
Bialik was planning to be on the East Coast and suggested to Cain that she could come down to Washington to meet with him. Bialik says she met Cain for a drink in the bar in her hotel's lobby, then went out to dinner with him at an Italian restaurant. When he asked her why she was there, she says she talked to him about her job situation and asked if he could help. Then, on the way back to the hotel, she says he took a detour. And this is where it gets explicit.
He suddenly reached over and he put his hand on my leg, under my skirt, and reached for my genitals. He also grabbed my head and brought it towards his crotch.
Bialik says she was surprised and shocked.
I said, what are you doing? You know I have a boyfriend. This isn't what I came here for. Mr. Cain said, you want a job, right?
The Cain campaign released a statement saying, in part, that all allegations of harassment against Mr. Cain are completely false and that Mr. Cain has never harassed anyone. But to employment lawyer Lynn Bernabe, this most recent revelation looks to be part of a pattern.
If the allegations are true, and a lot of these are old and we don't have the other women standing up, but it does show a very upsetting view of women in the workplace.
So far, at least, the allegations have not appeared to hurt Cain among Republican primary voters. A Gallup poll released today shows Cain still tied with Mitt Romney, with 21% each, essentially the same as their standing a month ago, before the story broke. But Republican political consultant Rob Stutzman says today's developments could change that.
I think there's a lot of Republican male voters out there that like the idea of a flat tax, but they think about that being their wife, girlfriend, or daughter. And, you know, you break someone's nose if they do that to a loved one. So if it's true, it's a serious problem.
Stutzman says the only thing that takes away from Bialik's claim is the attorney she chose to represent her.
I think it's unfortunate because I think it diminishes her credibility to have Gloria Allred at her side. And, you know, the allegations should be taken seriously.
Gloria Allred has made numerous campaign contributions to Democrats over the years and is known for jumping into high-profile situations, representing women with stories to tell about Tiger Woods and Anthony Weiner, among others. Still, Stutzman says as much as Cain wants to move on and stay on message, he can't until he addresses these and other charges directly. Tamara Keith, NPR News, Washington.